Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meridian Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, a new after-school program with 4-H, I'm excited to hear where this is going to go.
All right. Well, we've been doing some things with our libraries at after-school programs in STEM, but this year I wanted to branch out, and I've tried to start a 4-H art after-school program.
Awesome.
And we're doing it here in the Paola office to start out with, hoping to expand maybe next year into some other locations if it goes well. We've had several classes on things. This last, here in January, we did one on wire sculpture where they actually learned about sculpture and then used wire to bend and make an art piece. It's basically this. Here in February, on the 18th, we're going to do weaving. So they're going to learn the basics of weaving with some yarn or thread and make a little weaving project, a woven project. We also will talk a little bit about how weaving is used to make cloth and different things like that. And then on March 25th, it's going to be our last one for the year, and we're doing monochromatic painting for that. So this is just a way to kind of explore fiber arts and visual arts projects, including needlepoint, sculpture, weaving, painting. We've done lots of different things. It's open to any youth. You do not have to be a 4-H member from 7 to 18. We do have a minimum and maximum. We probably can't do more than 20 because of the size of our room and the projects we're doing, and we do like to have 5 there. But so far, we're running about that 7 to 10 range, and I just would like to, you know, get it out there and see if there's more people who are interested. It is after school, so we do it from 3:45 to about 5 p.m., and it's here at the Paola office. And if you're interested, be looking on our Facebook pages, because we do individual registrations for each class, and so the one for weaving should be coming out soon for there on February 18th.
Important to get kids active, especially in the after-school hours.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing for them to get some creativity because, you know, they've probably been doing a lot of paper and pencil work and that type of stuff, and so get them out and getting those creative juices flowing.
Yeah, gotta get active minds. Well, tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.